U.S. Airways has filed for bankruptcy, though for now passengers won't notice much difference in operations. The airline's move does have profound implications for an industry that is losing money at an alarming pace, more than $10 billion so far this year. A government bailout program has not seemed to help, and the airlines have been unable to cut costs on their own. Aviation analysts say the industry must find ways to make major cost reductions, or more airlines will follow U.S. Airways to bankruptcy court. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Aviation analysts say United Airlines could well be the next big airline to file for bankruptcy. The airline has been suffering huge losses, particularly since September 11th. Michael E. Levine, a law professor at Yale University, says all of the airlines are vulnerable, but especially United. The nation's second largest airline, United is losing more than $1 million each day, while it continues to maintain large operating expenses, including labor. Levine says the only way United will survive is to bring down its operating costs by court order if necessary.
United Airlines has this problem in a big way, and they could easily end up filing bankruptcy if they can't work out these problems through negotiation.
United has been negotiating wage cuts with its workforce as part of the airline's effort to get a $1.8 billion loan from the government. The Air Transportation Stabilization Board, created after September 11th, is unwilling to give United the loan unless it can find further wage concessions. United pilots are the only ones so far who have agreed to take pay cuts. Flight attendants and mechanics have refused. Levine says the biggest problem for United and other airlines is that they gave large salary increases and made other commitments in the 1990s when business was booming.
They must sit down with the people who hold these commitments. That is their labor unions, the manufacturers who have sold airplanes, the lessors who have leased them airplanes, the airports and construction companies with whom they've made commitments to build things, and say, we can't do this. We can't meet these commitments.
He says that could all be done outside bankruptcy or in a court where a judge would force the airline to make those cuts. Levine says he thinks that's where United should go rather than getting a $1.8 billion loan from the government. United's competitors agree. They point out that United was losing money before September 11th, that its pilots were the highest paid in the industry, and that United doesn't deserve a bailout from the government. As for the U.S. Airways bankruptcy filing, analysts generally view it as positive. The airline can work on reducing its operating expenses while being shielded from creditors. And Gary Chase, an analyst with Lehman Brothers, says this is forcing other airlines to take a hard look at themselves.
The filing of U.S. Airways does not change the reality that the industry as a whole is losing a tremendous amount of money, and restructuring is going to be required. To the extent that companies are unable to make progress outside the courts, you know, Chapter 11 may be required in order to accomplish those objectives.
United Airlines would not comment today on whether it will seek Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. An airline spokesman said United would continue seeking wage concessions from employees in order to qualify for a federal loan. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.